יהושע פרק ז', יהושע צ'פטר 7, עם יהושע פרמישן. וימלאו בני ישראל מעל בחרב. נביא תעזז. After the capture of Jericho, and Yeshua made a swear, a promise, that no one should loot, nobody should take anything from the fortune of Jericho. וימלאו בני ישראל מעל בחרב, בני ישראל disobey the swear of Yeshua, ויקח חכם בן כרמי, בן זבדי, בן זר למטה יהודה מן החרב. Rahan took from the looting. He is in the tribe of Judah. Vayichar af Hashem v'nei Yisrael ha'kadibachor v'zapsir et ha'mitzred. Vayishlach Yeshua anashim miricho. In the meantime, nobody knows besides Rahan and his own immediate family. No one from Am Yisrael knows that Rahan took from the fortune of Yeshua. נשלח ישוע אנשים מיריחו העי. חכמים say that ישוע decided to send people from יריחו after the capture of יריחו towards the city of the eye without approval of הקדוש ברוך הוא. He lost the connection with הקדוש ברוך הוא, says the חכמים, says the מדרש, and he tried to ask הקדוש ברוך הוא what to do, and הקדוש ברוך הוא didn't answer him. Therefore, they decided it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to speak to me right now. And I know what to do myself. And it says, Vayishlach Yeshua Anashim Miricho Ha'ai. Yeshua sent those people by himself without talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, he thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to say anything, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset, that's why he didn't speak to him. In the meantime, he sent people Asher in Bet Aven, it means Bet Kel, Mikedem the Betkel, that I was next to Betkel, on the east side of Betkel. Emer Aleim, Yeshua told them, Lemor Alu, Deragru et Haaretz. Go and see what's going on in the city of Dai. Ve'elu Anashim, Deragru et Haaretz. They just took a map, and they spied the city of Ai. Ve'elashuv al Yeshua, they came back to Yeshua, ve'elu Elav, Ali al Kolav. It's not necessary the whole nation should go and attack the city of the Ai. Kalpayim ish, 2,000, 3,000 yalu. Ve'yakur et Ai, they should be able to take care of the city. Al tiagar shama et kol ha'am ki me'atema. Don't make the whole nation come over there to tire the nation. It's a very small city. You do not need the whole army to capture it. Just 2,000 or 3,000 people. Yeru min ha'am shama k'shloshet alfim ish, about 3,000 people came. Benizos ni anshei ha'ai. They mean they came, the anshei ha'ai, they were on the top of a mountain, they chased them. Ve'yakum mehem anshei ha'ai k'shloshim ish. It says k'shloshim ish, it doesn't say 36. Last 36. So the Gemara said that Yeru min ha'ashe, it was the tzaddik, like compared to 36 people from the Sanhedrin. וידיפו מפני השער עד השברים, עתיד לפת כל שברים, עתיד the broke, עתיד the gate. ויקום במועד, they hit them on the way down from the mountain, וימס לבב העם, ויהי למים. The heart of the nation melted, became like water. ויקום ישוע סמנותיו, ישוע תורס קלודינג, ויפול על פניו ארצם. וכן on his face, לפני ארון השם עד הערב. Until the evening he was on the floor next to the Echan, next to the ark. וזקני ישראל, he and the old people from the Bedin, lying on the floor, praying to הקדוש ברוך הוא, ויעלו עפר ראשם, they put sand on their head.
אל יהושע, יהושע was praying to הקדוש ברוך הוא, אמר השם אלוקים, הקדוש ברוך הוא, וואי למה העברת האוויר את העם הזה, את הירדן? Why did you cross that nation, the Jordan River? לתת אותם ביד האמורי לעבידנו. In order to give us in the hands of that nation האמורי to destroy us, ולו הובלנו, maybe we should have stayed בעבר הירדן, better off we would dwell in the other side of the Jordan River. Why did you come over here? They're chasing us and going to destroy us. We are ashamed, הקדוש ברוך הוא, with your permission, מה אומר, בוא תרצה אחרי אשר הפך ישראל לאופן ובא בפסם ישראל, turn back from the enemy. ושמוע כנעני, ושמוע כנעני, את נשן, את כנעני, וכל הישבי הארץ, The Sabbath and the old, whoever leaves in the living of Israel is going to come. The Sabbath is going to come and surrounding, is going to surround us. V'echritu et shmenu min ha'aretz, they're going to destroy our name from this earth. V'mat ha'aseh shefach gadol, what are you going to do to your name? V'yomer ha'ashem al Yehoshua. Kadosh Baruch Hu answered Yehoshua. Kum lach it says. קום לך, stand up, למה זה נפל לפניך? Why are you on the floor? חטא ישראל וגם עברו את ביתי, עם ישראל סין. Also disobey my promise אשר ציוויתי אותם. Which promise? Doesn't say which promise. גם עברו, גם לקחו מן החרב. Also took from the thing that Chereb that Yeshua did, even without permission, but Yeshua did it. Rebbeinu says, never told Yeshua to do such a thing. The Rebbeinu was a little bit maybe upset about it. How come Yeshua did such a thing, a promise like this? Gam galvu, they stole, gam kichashu, denied. Gam samu bichlehem. They put in the property. Gam galvu. I mean, what did they steal? I don't know what they thought. Zachan did not steal. I think Zachan just took from the promise, from the cherem. Yeshua made the cherem. He said, nobody should lose, and Zachan took from the losing. So Hashem said, look how many things. Avroi briti, they disobey my tzviti. Asher tzviti, that I commanded. Zachan did not command. Maybe it refers to the swear. As if Yeshua makes us way, you have to obey it, maybe. And then the Navi says, besides, they disobey my treaty, Gam lakhu, they took, min acherem, as Yeshua made it. Gam galvu, they stole, they didn't steal, nobody stole. Just took from the cherem, just looting, but not stealing. Hashem told Yeshua, they stole. Gam kichashu, they denied. Who denied? Nobody denied. Who denied? Nobody denied. The only thing was Yeshua made a swear. Again, it was against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, the Midrash says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua, it's your fault. Why did you do such a thing? But anyway, he did it. I agree with you. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did agree with Yeshua, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want it to happen. Yeshua took it upon himself. And he made that promise that swear nobody should take from losing. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yeshua, stand up, nothing happened. So 1 minute, he says, I'm Israel. They stole, they denied. Nobody denied. Who denied? Nobody denied. Gam samu bichlehem, they put in the dishes, in the, whatever they own. I don't know what this means. It's not true also. What do you mean? The Khan put the things that he looted in his hands, maybe that's what it means. But again, he says already, Avu al Acherem. Avu lakum in Acherem means already, they took already from the looting. This was the whole promise, the whole swear of Yeshua. And you know, Hashem is saying that he didn't do all these things. Just think what Hashem said, one person took from the looting, that's the end. He doesn't say, Avu briti asher tziviti, they disobey my treaty. Don't say that. Yeshua get up, they took from the looting. That's the answer. But they don't say, Vegam, also they stole. Vegam, also, Kichashu, denied. Denies. Nobody denies. Who denies? No, he didn't. He only took from the looting. But the Gemara says, as a Khan, it's not the first time he took from the looting. The Mahogany, the Gemara, if this is the fourth time or the fifth time. The Gemara says, when he says, the gum, he says, he did this, he did that. He said, what did he do? He says, he took from the looting of Amalek. He took from the looting of Og. He took his Sihon. He took already a few times looting. So this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu hints, but again, it's not the same language. Every time it is not a different language. One time he says he took from the looting, one time he says he disobeyed my treaty, excuse me, one time he stole, one time he denied. It's not the same thing. But the Gemara learned from it that that's what it means, that Kadosh Baruch Hu repeated the thing that goes on the heart that few times already he did the thing. But again, the language, the statement are not the same. Even though it's the same thing, the same looting, over there it was not also a swear. I said, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu did not say that. Ve lo yachud mi Yisrael, so that Yisrael will not be able to stand in front of the enemies. Or if Yisrael is going to be aimed, they're going to have to turn back and run away. Ki ayu lachirem. Am Yisrael chas v'shalom, they're going to have to suffer for it. Lo asif, liot b'machem. Yim lo tishmeru achirem,
Yim lo
tashmidu achirem hazeh mikir b'chem. So Hashem said to Yeshua, you must get rid of this guy. Whoever took from the looting, you have to get rid, otherwise I'm not going to be with you. I guess the explanation what it means is that a cherem is a very important thing, it's like a swear. And if somebody disobeyed the swear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be with us. But again, Midrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset at Yeshua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua, you should not have done this kind of promise. I didn't tell you to do it, that's what Midrash says. You did it on your own. Again, because you're such a important person, I did agree with what you said, what you decided. But Hashem never said it. So again, now after that Yeshua did it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with him. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that they stole this. He says, now I'm going to tell you that I will not be with you until you get rid of this, of that matter that somebody did pass that swear, that cherem. I really don't know what is the main problem. I don't understand. I understand the swear, why. Something important. So Yeshua made it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want it to happen. It did happen. Yeshua did it. So Yeshua did it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with him. So one guy did something. So he did something. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he's not going to go with us because one guy, I mean, if I would be Yeshua, I would have thought, maybe who knows, everybody took. It's only one guy. One guy took, so one guy they took, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so upset about the whole nation. The whole nation. He's not going to be with us. Kum Kadesh Itam, stand up and prepare the nation. Marta, you should tell them, Mitkadshu Lemacha. Get ready for tomorrow. Ki Cho Amar Hashem Elokei Israel. Chem Ekevecha Israel. Hashem said, somebody took from the looting. לא תוכל לקום לפני אביך, you won't be able to stand and exist in front of your enemies עד אפיכם החרם מקרבכם. Until you get rid of this looting that somebody took. ניגשתם בבוקר. ניגשתם?
תמיד
תפי אפשר. לא, זה לא סתם. לא תשאיר את זה. לא, אוקיי. סליחה. אתה יודע את מה זה יעשה שאתה.
I know,
זה מידיע, אני לא מעניין את זה. ונקרבתם בבוקר לשבתכם. תגיד לי.
In the morning you come closer with the tribes, Vayashev et Asher in Kadeno Hashem. The tribe Akadim is going to catch. He grab the Mishpachot, then you bring the families, the Mishpacha Hashem, Kadeno Hashem, and the family Akadim is going to catch, he grab the Batim, then you bring the houses, the families, the small families, Abay Hashem, Kadeno Hashem, the house, he grab the Gvarim, says it's going to be a person, the man. One of the men, he's slow. He says, in the morning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show you who it is. The Mishra says, Yeshua asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is that guy? So Hashem said, he doesn't want to speak Lashon Hara. He doesn't want to say, it's not Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara in Chafetz Chaim, it's not Lashon Hara. He says, if you look in the book of Chafetz Chaim, it's not Lashon Hara. And so somebody does a sin. Somebody does a sin, and he comes to Bedin. He says, Lashon Hara. He says, he comes to Bedin, he says, the man is a thief. And he says, no, 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 Bedin says, no, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. Don't accept Lashon Hara. He says, that's the mitzvah. The two witnesses come to Bedin, they take the guy, they grab him. He says, what do you do? He says, he stole, you have to pay double. He did this. He says, all the time is Lashon Hara. Every time somebody does a sin, it's Lashon Hara. So here it says, Yeshua asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the guy? Hashem said, you want to say Lashon Hara? Who is Lashon Hara? He said, this is the reason he said that I'm not going to be with you. That's the mitzvah of Yartah, Aram Yishabecha. That's the mitzvah to get rid of the wicked people. It's a mitzvah. Yeshua asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the guy? Hashem said, I am not telling you. What do you mean not telling me? If this guy is such a major sin, so what do you mean the whole thing? You don't need the whole thing. No, what? I don't understand the whole concept. So the guy did a sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he's not going to go with us. And it's all over. So Yeshua asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the guy? The Hashem said, I'm not telling you. What do you mean you're not telling me? He said, Lashon Hara, this is not called Lashon Hara. If that God prevents us from capturing Eretz Yisrael because he did a major sin, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have said to Yeshua, this is the guy, that's the end of it. Go grab him and finish. Baruch Hu said, no. Bring everybody. So the Midrash says, the Gemara says, that Yeshua had to bring them in front of the Kohen HaGadol. The time was Elazar Kohen HaGadol. And Elazar Kohen HaGadol was standing by, and he looked at Elazar Kohen, and the Gemara says the stones that Elazar Kohen was wearing on his chest always sparkling and shining. And now, says the Gemara, Yeshua looked at the stones, and he saw the stone of Yosefet Yehuda is very dull, it's not shining at all. What we call zarkonia. Dead. There's no light in the stone. So that's the way our Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Yeshua that the tribe of Yehuda is responsible. But the question is, what's the purpose of it? If Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to get rid of somebody, they don't need to do a goal. You don't have to do a lato to find out who is the sinner. If there is a sinner, then we have to tell us who is the sinner. And they know it's a trick. We want to make a trick. We're going to look at the choshen, at the stones that Kohen HaGadol was wearing, and you're going to see one stone down and says, ah, that is that tribe. Now it's going to continue soon to catch the guy. But understand, what is the idea behind it? It's besides that you cannot judge a person. You cannot take person to Bedin, you cannot bring person to trial because you see the stone on the Kohen HaGadol is not shining. You have witness, you need witnesses. There's no witnesses. There was no witnesses here. Nobody saw him stealing. He made sure nobody saw him. So of course you're Kadosh Baruch Hu. And I don't say that Kadosh Baruch Hu himself should have killed him. That's the end of it. I mean, what's the idea of him? What's the idea? The guy did not obey. The guy stole. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is upset. So in the morning, in the evening, he's going to have a heart attack. He's going to die. That's the end of it, guys. I said, again, Bedin cannot kill somebody without witnesses. There's no witnesses anyway. There's no witnesses anyway, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset that Rabbi Mechumel says you should kill him. And what's the whole trick? What's the whole trick with trying to find him by a lasso? Vayah nilkat b'cherem. Hashem said, whoever is going to be caught, yisaref ba'esh. Burn him. Burn him. Why burn him? No, you don't know what somebody do from looting, there's no halakha in Shulchan Aruch that you have to burn him. Burn him. Oto bekol ashelo. Burn him and everything he has. What does everything he has to do with everything? The opposite.
She doesn't know what I mean. It's not Korach here. Mm-hmm. The man took from the looting. They did a thing. He catch up a thief. You don't burn his house unless he has a big insurance or they collect insurance. Mm-hmm. But you don't burn. There's no halacha in Shulchan Aruch. I said, the guy did something. He did a thing. You don't take his house. The Iran is achat you do. You say, you know, if somebody lives in a city, the whole city will worship over the Zara. Then it's halacha, you burn the whole city. But if somebody did a thing, somebody stole from looting, it's not halacha Shulchan Aruch that you have to burn his whole fortune. You're not punishing, you kill him. I don't understand why you have to burn him. But if you have to burn him, what is Oto, him, and Kola Shalom, him, and everything he has. Everything is his, machloket. You see later, some Chachamim said, they burn his family, along with him. His family, well, you're from the family. Now I want to say that his family knew, he told his wife and his children that he did steal from the looting. And in America it's a very big sin. If it's called your partner to Christ. If you're a thief that's trying to take a safe from a bank, and you can call the police, even though that he's just an outsider in America, that's the law. But not in the Jewish law, there's no such law. So what if I know? So I'm his wife. He told me his story. I didn't say anything. So he's my husband. I didn't say anything. He told the children. He told the children I stole him. So since for this he's going to burn everybody, the whole family. It's a machloket in the Gemara. If they did burn the whole family. Burn the whole family. They took a horn. Then they're going to take him. They're going to stone him. They're going to burn him and the whole family. And his whole fortune. The Hashem said, the one is going to be caught. Tell them, he's going to be burned, him, and everything he has. So why have to tell them? This is nothing. Hashem should have said, Yeshua, listen. Catch the guy, get rid of him. That's the end of it. You don't have to say, to Am Yisrael, that's what we're going to be. We're going to catch you, burn you, and all your fortune. Suppose he disobeyed Hashem's treaty. Okay, Asa Nevala b'Israel. Asa Nevala. Asa Nevala b'Israel. What is it? I don't understand. Nevala. Called Nevala. What is it? What's Nevala? What's Nevala? He just did it. What's the Split Bush Avenue? When he went to one of the stores and he took something. It's not the end of the world. I mean, it's a very big thing. I don't say he didn't keep the promise. But to say, Asa Nevala. Nevala. Avad Brit Hashem. What would Hashem? Just say, he took from the looting, that's the end. But not because he Avad Brit Hashem. Hashem Yeshua Baboker, Yeshua got up in the morning, by Yatzeret Yisrael Shvatav, he brought on Israel for his tribe, by Lachet Shevet Yehuda. Again, the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, that's what it means. He got up in the morning and he looked at the Elazar HaKohen and he saw the stone of Yehudah very dark. Belachet Shevet Yehudah, then he knew that the tribe of Yehudah did it. So he came to Mishpachat Yehudah, he brought the family, the Mishpachat HaZarchi. God and the family of Zachi was called by Yakir Mishpat Zachi Lagvarim Lachet Zabdi. They called up Zabdi. And Yakir Levitu Lagvarim brought the whole family of Zabdi by Lachet Achan Ben Karmi Ben Zabdi Ben Zer Ramatei Yehuda. They brought Achan. Rimi Yeshua Lachan Bni Sina Kavod Lashem. Give us first to God. Elokei Yisrael Vetel Lo Tadah Vaget Nali Ma Tzkat Chachet Memeni. He said like this. Achan Yeshua Kolim. So Achan said to him, yeah, what's the problem? So Yeshua said, you the guy? So Achan said, yeah, I'm the guy, how do you know? He said, we made a lato. So Achan said, you know what, let me make out a lato between you and your Elazar HaKohen. One of you stole. So Yeshua said, what are you talking about? Achan said, since when are you going to blame me something that the Torah said you need two witnesses? Since when in Shulchan Aruch you can take somebody and you put him in front of the Choshen, and you tell the Kohen, look, I think it's him, you make a lato. He says, you take the whole tribe of Yehuda, you first you blame Yehuda, you caught Yehuda, and then you take a lato, he says, oh, this family, now you caught me. He says, but the whole thing is nonsense. So Yahan, the Mitra says, the Gemara says, went and told the tribe of Yehuda, do you believe this nonsense? So he's telling the I stole, And he's saying he doesn't even have no proofs, and he has no proofs to Ruach HaKodesh either. It's not a Navi, that Yeshua is standing over here and says, I'm a Navi, my name is Yeshua Ben Nun, I'm the Talmid of Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm a Ruach HaKodesh, it's you. That's, you know, it's also something. He doesn't even say that. He said, we are making a laptop. He says, who is the guy? He said, you can't even trust the guy. So the Gemara, the Shevet Yehuda, one verse in the Gemara says, took the sword out. I said, I'm going to say, they didn't know, nobody knew that Achan did take besides his immediate family, his wife and his children. But the whole thing is it's just blaming us for nothing. They took the sword, they said, they're going to kill you, or try, they're going to kill whoever believes in this nonsense. Then, at that moment, that's the Pasuk, says the Midrash, that Yeshua called Achan, Bnisim Kavod Hashem, and okay, so tell not to die. I said, give respect to God, again, Nali, please tell me, just tell me what you did. Don't worry. That's what he told him. So the Gemara, he checked him. He told him, don't worry, but already Yeshua knows that he's going to burn him. But he doesn't tell him. He says, we just need some, you know, you should admit it. Like the police tell you all the time, you know, just say that you stole $200,000. It doesn't matter. Then you have the DA coming, and then this and that, and then the end of the end of Sibir. So the Gemara said, it's the first guy that did it is Yeshua Ben Nun. They checked it. I said, again, Nali, please tell me, Ma, see the Alta Chet, don't tell me, he says, that's what it means, he says, don't worry about it, everything will be okay. Then the Gemara said, but in the speaking over here, that Achan saw that really his tribe already killed few people, because they were very upset about it, and then Achan saw, oh, look what's going to happen. There might be a big war over here between the tribes. It's true. I'm the one. It's true. You caught the right fish. I'm the person that looted. And I'm the one. I thought you were ashamed of the city. That's what I did. Huh?
Did you
see Rabbi Shalom? By Rabbi Shalal, I saw in the looting a Deret Shina. Doesn't say Rabbi Adere that come. This Adere net also. The two sides already. And the third one will be Adere Chinah. Adere Chinah. One site in the internet is not enough. I have already two. Yeah. One Rabbi Adere that come, one Adere net. That's going to be next one, Adere Chinah. Adere Chinah. What's a Deret Shina?
Excuse me, no?
What's Shina? MS Shina,
no?
Right. What does it mean? Babel. It means like this. Achan was a very rich person. Everybody who ever came from Islam was very rich. Very rich. They didn't know what to do with the money. Eventually they come to us, Israel, to the Gemara, and have so much silver and gold, they won't take it up from the floor. The Gemara said people used to walk on the street, the rolls of silver and gold rolling on the street, and people said, I have no room to put it in my safe.
Like
they left it on the street. Achan, the Nabi says, Achan went, what he said, he took the jacket of Saddam Hussein. It's called Aderet Shinar. Aderet Shinar, says the Gemara, what it means is, that he went to a palace, In Yericho, all the kings around the world had a palace over them. Not necessarily in Yericho only, but around Eretz Israel, in Israel, because they loved, everybody loved Eretz Israel. The king of Iraq, the king of Babel, had a palace in Yericho. While they were capturing Yericho, Achan ran inside the palace of Saddam Hussein and grabbed the jacket. That's called Aderet Shina. So they didn't have those golden toilet seats. This is the loading, I mean. I said it was probably a very nice jacket, I don't say. That's the loading. What's the problem exactly? What's the problem? I said, a guy, when he went to the bank and he stole $900 million on a trailer, I understand. A jacket! A jacket! And the guy's a billionaire! The guy's a millionaire. He's not a poor person. A poor person takes it to pawn shop and they'll exchange it. The guy is very rich.
That was a big objection.
I understand it's important to check it. I understand it.
Yeah.
There's no information. No, check it, no yourself, just check it at the government. But you close, who are they checking? No, government. Garment, not jacket. What is a jacket? Not a fake jacket.
It's
over the garment. You're on the raid. About four times in the Tanakh, I think, a jacket.
Adam
is a garment. Eliyahu was born, yeah? Yeah. No. Not too early. This you can get. Let's see if you can get it. No, it's a garment. Doesn't say a jacket. Again, it's a garment. It's not a jacket.
What's a jacket,
Nebo? Jacket called Me'il. My garment called Kutonet. Kohen also, yeah.
Yehuda,
Kohen. What is that? Huh? Ma Rabbani Tomeret? Ma Rabbani Tomeret?
Shaul?
Zman, Vait Rabbani. I think we should all move to Ezrat Nashim. Right. Who else? עוד הפעם, זה המכה זה לא מעיקים, כמה פעמים כבר לך? זה כותונת.
משה?
No. In the Torah there is no מעיל. מעיל only one time in the coin. כהן הגדול is to wear a מעיל. A jacket. Anyway, let's take. Okay, so he takes that the Navi says, that Achan says, I saw, ויראה בשלל in the looting אדרת שינר. Says the Gemara, says the Midrash, he took a jacket that belongs to the king of Babel that had a palace in Jericho. Then why he took one? Why is it? Why did he take it?
The staff.
Or the palm. The Adere Seal is the law of Adere Chino. Maybe the palm was made, I don't know if it was made from gold. It doesn't say, there's no information it was made from gold. Time Shkalim Kesef, also he took $200, big deal. Roshon Zahav Echad, piece of gold, looks like a tongue, 50 Shkalim Mishkano. Ahmadim, comparable to his fortune with nothing.
No, money wise.
Right, no, he took, says, Matayim Shkalim Kesef, he says he took $200. Besides Shkalim, he took, yeah, I mean, it's nothing. Somebody has so much money, 90 donkeys full of silver and gold from Egypt, the size that they got, the looting on the beach, on Yom Suf, on the shore. Means nothing. No, everybody, nothing. ויחמדם ויקחם, I had a desire, I took it, וינם שמונים בארץ, it is hidden. Inside the soil, בתוך האוהלים, in my tent. הכסף תחתיה. The silver underneath, וישלחו שלום מלאכים לרוץ הללו, ישו הסנד, and messengers, and the rent to the tent. This is why the Turan, says the Gemara, that's Turan, because after he admitted, when the tribe of Judah heard it, they decided they're going to run and they're going to take it out before Yahushua will find it. And they're going to say, he's admitted because the police forced him. Investigator threatened him. So they said Yahushua told the messengers, run quickly to the tent, get it before the tribe of Judah is going to get it. That's the explanation. Yeah, maybe they want to cover up for him. I don't know. That's the explanation. That's not the explanation. Vinet Muna Bolo Vakesi Sakhtiya. This is the found Muna Bolo. They see over there the jacket. And underneath the jacket, they find the money. What does it make us? Now this says, the Tachan says, the money is underneath. Underneath the jacket. What does it mean? Why is it to be underneath it? What is it? On the top? On the side? Who cares what it is? The Han said, you know, the money is underneath the jacket. Who cares if the money is underneath the jacket, or in the pocket of the jacket, or next to the jacket? He says, as long as you stole it, you stole it. You stole the jacket, you stole the money. He says, no, the money is underneath the jacket. And the Bible says, it's true. The messengers found the jacket, underneath the jacket, the money. How did you learn it when you were a little baby? Once you asked the Rebbe in the Cheder, what decided?
No,
okay, that's in the Cheder. In Yerushalayim?
Yeah. Shana
Achad. No, that's not it.
Yeah.
Egochum Yitoch Yerushua Yerushalayim Kovni Yitzvah Yitzikum Yitzvah Hashem. They brought it from the tent, they brought it to Yerushua and they threw it on the floor. Yitzvah Yerushua Yitacham Menzeh Yitakesef Yitadeh Yitzvah 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 He took Achan, the money and the jacket, everything. The bull, the donkey, the sheep, all of his tent, the kol shelo, kol Yisrael, the whole time he got hold the body to this certain valley.
What's
the Shana Zav? We learned before the Shana Zav. Sentence 21 also. It's a tongue, it's a piece of gold in the shape of a tongue. Huh? Me?
Something
with dinner
and...
No, no. No, what he has to do with dinner? But Yomer Yeshua... What has to do with the jacket? But Yomer Yeshua, Me'ach Artano. What did you do to us? You embarrassed her? Achrecha Hashem, Yom Hazeh. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to embarrass you. No, that means embarrassment. As Yomu Oto, call Israel Eben. Am Israel threw stones on him. So the Midrash says, because they were so angry at him, they just said to throw stones on him, even though Hashem said just to burn him. They were so upset about him, people started to throw stones on him. They threw them by Ish, they burned him in fire. This was what Hashem said about him. They threw them, then after this, they threw stones on him. He says, they threw stones on them. That's what the Gemara says. Means Otam might be the whole family. Machloket, either the whole family or just him and his fortune. They came to Alav Galav Adim Gadol, they put a big monument on top of him. Adi Yom Hazeh, until today you can see it. And between Yericho and the eye, in Emek Ahor, there's a valley over there. There's a big monument, stones one on top of the other. That this is the monument Bayashev Hashem Chahon Apo Hashem was came back from his anger. Hashem Chahon Hashem Chahon Emek Achor Adem Hazeh. So we call this place Emek Achor Adem Hazeh, that place. And at that moment, before they killed him and burned him, huh? Because a minute before they killed the Khan, he gave a speech, like in Russia, you know, before they killed the guy, he said, what do you got to say?
Right.
So what's your last thing that you want to say? I'll tell you once, they asked somebody, before the time Brezhnev was alive, asking what do you got to say, he says, I like, said, what's your last wish? He says, he wants to get buried next to Brezhnev. The guy said, so Brezhnev is alive. He said, okay, now wait. So they ask him also, what's your last statement, what's your last statement? He started to say, Al Kene Kabe Lacha Mikabe Lacha Hashem Elokeinu. That's our rock, you say three times a day. Al Kene Kabe Lacha. Achan made it. On that moment, in that moment, the guy is caused all the damage from Israel. He's standing over there, and now he becomes a poem. A poet. So he's singing Al Kene Kabe Lacha. כלומר, הסייף, חכמים סייף נגמר, אז מה, חכמים סייף נתראה סייף, על כן מקווה, the first letter of על, על איזהים, כן, יצחף, מקווה איזמון, אחן. אחן, אחן, מי דיסר כן מקווה לך? Now, from that moment on, it didn't start to say that, but this was in Am Yisrael. Nobody, I don't know if anybody said it. I think Rabbi Elazar HaKalil came about 700 years ago. And 700 years ago, I already made Rabbi Elazar HaShabeach to be part of our tefillah. That part was not put by Mordechai himself. That part was put in the tefillah later, 700 years ago. Rabbi Elazar HaKalil, one of the Rishonim in Europe, decided that you should say three times a day, Arenu Rosh Habeach. Arenu Rosh Habeach made Yoshua when he captured Jericho, the first paragraph, the second paragraph, Achan made. Achan, the holy man, well, holy man, the guy caused all the damage in Israel, in the last minute Yoshua killed him. So before he died, he gives a speech, he said, Arenu Kavelach Hashem Elokeinu, he said, he didn't find another tzaddik to say it, Rebbe, somebody. This is the guy, this is the thief, he's a gunner. So he gives a speech before he dies, his confession. This is the I did, I stole, Al-Keni Kamelacha Hashem, Elach Hashem Elokeinu, Lirot Merab Tiferet Uzzach, Kattu B'Toratach Hashem Yimloch L'Labayit, until that sentence. V'Nemar he didn't say. Achan made it. So we it's our, it's our Minav. The Tobelet of Natalil decided to do it, and then everybody followed him. He's Al-Keni Kamelach. There's a lot of respect, I mean, it's very nice, I mean, it's very nice the person before he dies, it's just a shuvah. But we should say that paragraph three times a day. Who is this guy?
This too was said by Rachav.
Right.
Him who I know in Bashamayim in Mavaratotak.
Right. I'm showing you what this is. So the Gemara says, it's besides the Rudim, besides the Rudim, also he did another sin. Another sin. It says, what other sin he did? It says, he made a sin with an engaged girl. That's the Gemara says. Also, there's no witness. So again, you cannot kill somebody because you know he did a sin. So you need witnesses. You need witnesses.
Suicide.
Huh? Suicide. Maybe. So we'll start that was tonight. I don't know if it's Raman Khan or Zari, I don't remember. It says, Shlomo HaMelech had one son. His name was Nebuchadnezzar. From Malkat Shva. Shlomo HaMelech married a black lady from Shva. And he had two children from her. One was Nebuchadnezzar and a girl. I said, and I explained. I said, what's behind it? What's behind it? Shlomo HaMelech chacham mikol adam, says Zari, says Rama Yampano, I said, chacham. Shlomo HaMelech says like this, and Zari says like this. That Malkat Shva had a spark from Tamar. And Shlomo HaMelech had a spark from Yehuda. Doesn't say over there.
Doesn't say over there.
לא, אני מסכים לך. says Dari like this, says Dari like this. Achan was supposed to be the king in Earth Israel, Melech, Mashiach ben David, Yoshua, Mashiach ben Yosef. Achan, that's what Nabi said, is Ben Zavdi, it says, up to Zerach. Zerach was the son of Tamar from Yehuda. It says Yehuda, they wanted to burn Tamar. Yehuda, at the last moment, admitted. And the whole story over here is just admitting things. If Aham would have come out right away, I said, I'm the guy, nothing would happen. I said, you're the same power as Yehuda. Hashem told Yeshua, tell everybody, you're going to burn him, you're going to burn him. He says, why? Because you wanted to burn Tamar. Because you are Aham, you are spark of Yehuda, you are grandson of Yehuda, great-grandson of Yehuda, and you are here to see if you want to be the king. So David HaMelech was in the same test. The same test with Bathsheba also, that Bathsheba was semi-half married, also this, and that's not a big commodity. He said, ah, what it is? And I'm the one. David HaMelech, you admit it. He says, admission, this gives you the ticket to become the king. He now became the king because he admitted. He admitted you should not have done it. He says, who is the girl? He says, the girl did a sin. She's a semi-engaged. So sorry, yes, Achan, yes, the Gemara said, Achan did, that's some of word, briti, what it says, Hashem said, I'm upset, he said, why are you so upset? He says, somebody did not keep the treaty. He said, what treaty? Somebody said, sweat. He said, no, you don't understand. There's another concept over here. There's a guy over here that I'm going to destroy himself. For what? He says, for what? This is Yehuda. This is David HaMelech. This is the guy. He says, he's going to get killed. Now it's going to switch from Zerach to Perez. He says, Zerach's brother, Zerach's twin, David HaMelech is going to come from him. Originally, Achan. That's the top guy. That's why he made Al-Kene Kabbalah. Because when he admitted, he made a paragraph. He says, that paragraph was made by the one who was supposed to be our king. But he admitted too late. He's not admitted too late. When he admitted also, before he admitted, he denied it, and he embarrassed Yeshua, and said, listen, I also can make this kind of plot between you and Elazar. He says, the test was you should admit. Hashem said, they're going to burn him. I said, of course, that's exactly what is in the Bedin. Yeshua said, Yehuda said, burn the girl. He says, Hashem did the same thing, and I'm going to burn him. He says, Aham, when he heard it, he took him out and said, I'm the one, says, nothing will happen. You admitted. And Hashem never had in mind to kill him. Hashem had in mind he should admit. He should admit like Yehuda did. Because if he would have admitted the same way Yehuda did, nothing would happen. Admission is greater than the sin. Sazari, for example, Sazari that Yehuda gave three things to Tamar, to hold them, till he's going to give her the sheep. Says the Midrash, then when Tamar wanted to appear in the trial, it says those three things disappeared. It says the Samachmem, the Satan went and got rid of it. It says in order to her to get burned, because Yehuda would never recognize her, and she was semi-engaged, if we may say. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Michael and brought those three things back. So this is what Yeshua says, Dari is telling the people right away. He says, God, now it's too late already. He says, you should have admitted right away. And that's the whole concept, says Dari. That Aham is so great and so big that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants to get admission from him that he is the one, that he was supposed to redeem Am Yisrael. That's what he was upset about Am Yisrael. He says, Lachu, Gambu, says, what is exactly? It doesn't refer to him directly what he did. It refers to Yehuda. Gambu is Yehuda. Yosef. Gambu is Yehuda. He stole. It's the word with tea. It says he didn't keep my treaty. It says this is Achan, that he made a scene with an engaged girl, something semi to Yehuda. Of course Hashem said it. But Hashem said in order for you to admit it. And if you don't admit it, I said the whole thing is down the drain. It's something like this. Achan knew the whole thing. Says Dari, the Tachan was so smart, he said when they captured Yeruho, he went to the palace of the king of Babel in Yeruch, or it took the jacket. So that is the jacket of a person, that's the power of the person. It says in Shmuel HaNavi that his mother made him a jacket. His mother brought him a jacket, and she made him a jacket, and she brought him to Beit HaMikdash, to Mishkan, to Hilo. And that jacket grew with Shmuel HaNavi. He never had to go to sins at the bash. Never went to the bash. Always wore the same jacket, and he was buried with the jacket. So that is the same thing Eliyahu HaNavi says, Adirat Eliyahu, it says, after Eliyahu HaNavi disappeared, Elisha found the jacket on him. And Navi says, with that jacket that Elisha found, he was able to cross, to split the Jordan River. He says, Ayyeh Hashem Eliyahu Gamu. He says, and Elisha HaNavi had the jacket in his hand, and with the jacket he was able to split the Jordan River. So that is, this is the whole story about Shaul and David, about Achiyah and Yerovam. There's the jacket, the jacket. The jacket has the power of the person. This is right in the Kohen HaGadol also, it says that the jacket of the Kohen HaGadol, the Me'il, it has a tremendous power. Sadari, that he knew it, Aha knew it. And now Aha knew Sadari that Saddam Hussein, that in Nebuchadnezzar, is going to destroy Beit HaMikdash. He says, I take the jacket from this king. He says, never, Babel, Iraq will never have power. He went to the palace, says Dari. I took the jacket of this guy. They took the jacket of this guy. So Dari, like, he also takes some money, says Dari. He put it under the jacket. He says, what money, what money? He says, that's the money that Yehuda promised Tama. He had no money at the time in his pocket. So Dari, the Dachan took the jacket in order to control Babel. The Beit HaMikdash will never be destroyed by Babel. This is what says Adir HaChira, that the jacket was from the palace of that king. He says, of course he's very rich, but at that moment what he had in his mind, he knew that he's supposed to be the king. So that's why he didn't listen to business and swear. And the problem is that he took other things along with it. So he saw the jacket, he said, take some money, he took this, he took that. But the jacket itself, he had a reason to take the jacket. But the sin, says Dari, it's not what the sin is all about. If he took from the Linnaeus, it's nothing. Mr. Hashem told Yeshua, I never told you to do that swear, to make the cheder. I never told you this. But I can tell you that I'm upset that this guy did not admit. It says, by taking, fine. It says, this whole thing that Am Israel lost the war against the eye was just a reason for this guy Achan to step up and say, I'm the guy. That's what Hashem said. I'm going to show you what's going on. It says, look at the Kohen HaGadol's stone, and you see the stone is not shining, the stone is dull. Rabbi, what do we need the whole business? Rabbi, we should kill him. Kill him, she had a heart attack in the middle of the night. If he caused the whole problem, kill him. He says, no, you're going to make a lot of it. He says, what are you going to make a lot of? He says, all this thing was done in order to give time to Aharon to admit. So Hashem said to Yeshua, you go and you make a lot of it. And you tell him, Israel, I'm going to make a lot of it. I'm going to catch a tribe from the tribe, a family, from the family, a house, from a house, and a person. And in the end, they're going to take the person and going to burn him. So the whole purpose of saying all these things is not just to get to that point, to find the guy. Find the guy, because who was given the Ruach HaKodesh, would tell Yeshua who is the guy. And the people who wanted the guy to hear the thing, it's the same thing happened between Yehuda, and Yehuda stood up and said, Mimeni, well, I am the guy. He says, I took that girl, Tamar should not have taken the girl. So this really what is something similar, it's the same thing that happened to Yehuda with Tamar, same thing happened to Achan with an engaged girl, same thing happened, something similar to Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech, Tikvah Kachva, was exactly the same idea. They should not have done it, and if you'd have done it, you have to admit that you did something. Shlomo HaMelech was not brought to trial for that, taking Malkat Shvah. But again, Dari says, Malkat Shvah is a spark from Tamar, and the whole thing, it goes back to that part to admit this.
Hmm? What?
That is how he says, Rabbi, they burn a Han in his whole family. Fine. So that goes back to Yehuda and Tamar. Tamar was pregnant with two people. And then Yehuda, if he would not have admitted, they would have killed Tamar and his Ushraban. He says, Dari, you are Han, you're in the same position, you're supposed to admit what you did. He says, what did you do? He says, not only you did steal over here, you also made a scene with an engaged girl. He says, you're going to get punished. You're going to get punished for not admitting. He says, that not admitting, that's a continuation of the sin of Yehuda. He says, Yehuda got out because he admitted. He says, you have a spark of Yehuda. And that spark that you said first burned her. And she was pregnant. So they told Yehuda she's pregnant. He says, burn her and the family. He says, now you're going to get burned. That's why he says, burn her, burn him. That's why Hashem told Yehoshua, burn the guy. He says, what burn the guy? Because Yehuda said, burn the girl. He says, burn the girl, whatever she has, all her children. He says, she is pregnant with two children, burn her. He says, the whole thing Yehuda was saying at the time because he admitted. Aha, never admitted. He says, if you don't admit, this is the scene that you said, burn her, now it's going to burn.
Was wohl noch mal